Peak Radio Daily for Friday, October 31st, 2008. What? That must mean it's Halloween! Yeah! You know what that means? Yeah, Christmas is right around the corner, so go out and enjoy yourself and, you know, come out and enjoy us tonight. GRD crew going to be down at Fallout, so if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, come on out for the Halloween party. The crew, what crew? Who are you talking about? Well, first off, there is me. I, of course, am Billy Flynn.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
It's been known to happen. It's been remarked on before. Sitting this one in solo, the Bruce from The Weekly Show, of course, not here. Neither is the Vicar, my usual cohort in crime. It's a Friday thing. We'll talk all about that later. Today, in 1892, Arthur Conan Doyle published The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. 1926, magician Harry Houdini dies of gangrene and peritonitis that developed after his appendix ruptured when some jackass punched him in the stomach. He wasn't ready. 1795, John Keats, British poet, died. Okay, I guess died is what that means. 1942, look, David Ogden Stiers, happy birthday to you. Worst Martian Manhunter ever. 1945, Brian Dole Murray, one of the many Murrays. 1950, John Candy was born. 1961, Peter Jackson, we all know Peter Jackson. 63 was Rob Schneider, and in 1967 was, well, Rob Van Winkle. Vanilla Ice, 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 baby, what you got? Happy Halloween to each and everybody. You know what that means? We've got some spooky-tacular things going down on the television pages this evening. If you're not going to a Halloween party, and there's a cool one you can go to, I think we've talked about it, but you might be watching The Tube, and if you're watching The Tube tonight, passing out candy and stuff, tonight you do have a new episode of Ghost Whisperer on CBS. Followed by the X-List and Numbers, all new episodes there. ABC with a new wife swap and Super Nanny, followed by a 2020. Over on NBC, Deal or No Deal on Crusoe. Crusoe and Friday battle mutineers. They're on an island. How do you commit mutiny on an island? All New Life is on right after that as well. Over on our good friends at Fox, they've got Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and, you know, don't forget the lyrics. Come on, where's the Halloween stuff? CW, Everybody Hates Chris, and The Game, new episodes there. They're spooky, blah, blah, Animal Planet, Living with the Wolfman, there you go, yes, thank you. AMC American Movie Classics, Resident Evil, which I really enjoyed, and House on Haunted Hill, which I thought was a big flaming pile of poo. Over on Biography Channel, more haunted houses and ghosts caught on tape, which means we have proof they exist and no one can ever doubt them, ever, ever, ever. Huh. Except I don't think it works that way. Bravo, with 100 scariest movie moments, which I believe they stole from the Retro Crush Countdown. I believe Robert Barry made this list first and they just stole hardcore from it. Very crazy, scary movie over on Family Channel, Poltergeist. The original creepy little girls in TV movies. The one that makes you really not like clown puppets. The great Tobey Hooper directed. Don't let the rumors that it was Spielberg fool you. That's got Tobey Hooper all over it, baby. Over on FX, they're showing Halloween H2O. That's the one 20 years later. The one that's a direct sequel to Part 2. Skipping Part 3, 4, and 5, and 6. Wow, just wipe it. Start all over again. Sure. They're showing a ghost ship right after that on FX. Over on the Oxygen Channel, they've got really frightening programming. They're showing The Bodyguard twice. Back-to-back Bodyguard on this evening. You can't stop it, no matter what you do. Sci-Fi Channel is going to have a live edition of Ghost Hunters. TMC has Snoop Dogg, Hood of Horror. Goosebumps Marathon over there on Toon Network. WGN out of Chicago has Monsters. No, The Munsters. Silly me. The Munsters Marathon. FMC, the Fox Movie Channel with Phantom of the Paradise, because that's fantastic. But if I'm watching anything this evening, it's on BET, because tonight a mysterious killer stalks a sitcom actress and her companions on a weekend getaway in the wilderness. Tonight, Sheila Bone and Young Sir star in Holla. What? What you got? You got nothing. That's what I said.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
But, oh, something we do have. We do actually have mail for a change. Well, that's sweet. Thanks, everybody. I do appreciate that. Chris from over there at the Jesus Geek says, hey, Billy and the Vicar. And the Bruce, too. So you guys said on Wednesday that it would be cool to keep Tori in prison and something about women in prison. Tori is the guy. Do you two actually watch the show? You lose a geek point. Now, if they let If they let Carrie in prison, that would be a different story. And Vicar, great guest spot on Codename Starkeeper. So until George Lucas makes another Star Wars holiday special, make mine GRD. Well, I have not gone back to listen to that show to be able to point out what exactly happened, but I can guarantee you what did happen. I believe we said something about it, and I wasn't paying attention to who it was, and the vicar really does have a thing for Tori and would like to oil him down. He said that to me before. It's a little disturbing, and if you point that out to the vicar while you're on the air, he starts looking at you like Hannibal Lecter looks at a, prawn. That doesn't even make any damn sense. Look, it's the weekend, and I know you heard me bitch about my computer system at work, the new system, but so much progress in the last 2 days, literally, that I'm so close to being done with this, I'm starting to feel just a little giddy. And that means I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing, and that's why Tori, is he the cute one? I don't even know. Anyway, if you'd like to drop us a mail questioning our sexuality, even though
I'm not gay,
all you ever have to do is just drop us a line to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or even the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Feel free to stop by for the social geek working there at the forums on the website at geekradiodaily.com and have yourself a great old time. We're going to keep having a great time as the show comes back in just a second, celebrating this Halloween day, this Friday, October 31st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried, and I stand for change. I've been podcasting's Rich Siegfried. Vote for me in 2008. Outcastmultimedia.com/PRS for prez.
In the fantasy audiobook Heart of the Hunter by Sam Chupp, a small mercenary company must guard a caravan traveling from the heart of civilization to the edge of the wild cold wastes. They aren't high and mighty wizards or powerful wealthy kings. They're just looking to do their job, survive, and get paid. Heart of the Hunter is available for free in podcast form at heartofthehunter.com. The song Epic Unease by Scott McCloud from Incompetech.com.
Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Geek Radio Daily today.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, October 31st, 2008, and none of that stupid wait and all of the Halloween haunting goodness. I hope you have yourself a great time tonight, and don't feel bad if you end up throwing the bad candy back at the house that gave it to you. You know the bad candy. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, it's an R-rated weekend. What am I talking about? Movies. Let's take a peek.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Opening up at your movie theaters today, you do have Changeling. This is the Angelina Jolie film. Based on a true story. Wow. 1928 mother whose boy is kidnapped. When he returns, the boy comes back. She suspects it's not really him, but can't get anyone to believe her. Clint Eastwood directed it, so that's cool. The Haunting of Molly Hartley. You've got a teenager beginning to wonder why her mother stabbed her. I often wonder that. That leads to the revelation of a horrifying secret she would rather not know. So which do you... there's something worse than your mom stabbing you? Huh. Okay. I think that would be pretty disturbing by itself. Rock and Roller, look, Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie comes back and makes another movie. And it's not a Madonna movie. So it's probably decent. Huh? Huh? What's this one about? It's London criminals trying to, you know, do a job. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. What are you talking about? Rachel Getting Married is out today. Anne Hathaway is in a movie that apparently she's going to be nominated, maybe. They're going to push for her something. I don't know. This is supposed to be the breakaway Anne Hathaway role. Fresh out of rehab, she comes home to stir up all kinds of just goofy things with the family when it's, you know, time for the annual get-togethers. Oh, it's so sweet. It's touching. Touching? Don't touch yourself when you go to see Zach and Mary Make a Porno. The new Kevin Smith movie is here. Desperate for money, best friends Zach and Mary decide to make a porno film together, during, of course, which they fall in love with each other because, hey, guys, it's a romantic comedy. Take your girl to a porno. Just make sure it's Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Wow, that sounds like a porno. Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Atari set to be publishing Ghostbusters the video game. You remember Ghostbusters the video game, the one that's basically Ghostbusters 3? Well, it was supposed to come out this year. Now that's not happening. And then, ooh, there's no publisher. Atari definitely publishing it. Absolutely. Now, that allegedly it's going to be released next year to coincide with the film's 25th anniversary. 25th. Ghostbusters, 25 years old? Damn, I'm old. The whole thing happened when Activision and Vivendi merged. Ghostbusters, the game, might have just went away. But we've all wanted it. We've all wanted it so much. And it's back, and it's coming back, and it will be here next year. And Atari, I'll leave it to Atari to bring it to us. David Tennant, set to stand down as Doctor Who. After becoming one of the more popular incarnations of the character, BBC News reports that Tennant did make the announcement that after winning the prize at the National Television Awards, saying, "When Doctor Who returns in 2010, it won't be with me." Tennant has played the role for the past three seasons and will continue to do so through this year's Christmas special, the special bank holiday adventure to air 2009. So we'll get this year, you know, we'll get our little special this year, our little four special movies next year. And then one more. Apparently, next year's Christmas special, we already know, is called The Next Doctor, and guest stars David Morrissey playing someone calling himself the Doctor, so maybe that rumor finally came true. Organizers of Stuff Live hope thousands of visitors will forget their financial worries for a few hours and dream instead about the latest high-tech toys. They have all kinds of toys on display here. It's just like a geeky toy convention thing, if you will, but like, no, not just toys. For an example, inventor Keith Dixon of Sussex-based Hoverit Limited, or is it Hoverit? Maybe Hoverit, said he was inspired by the Land Speeder in the Star Wars films when he was a kid. So he invented the hover chair. 6,000 pounds weighs about, weighs 6,000 pounds, cost about $10,000. It's a chair that you can sort of float on. If you could imagine sitting in a Land Speeder that didn't move, that's what you'd have, and that's awesome. The Beatles Apple Corps Limited, MTV Games and Harmonix announced a new video game using the Beatles catalog, and that's about all they said about it. The game, which is going to have music supervision by Giles Martin, son of longtime Beatles producer Sir George Martin and co-producer of the Beatles Love Project with his dad, it's slated for a 2009 holiday release. They say it will not be a Rock Band game. It's going to be a wholly new standalone title. No idea what it is. Details apparently coming in the next few months. Speculation continues that one feature will be a member of your band gets an annoying girlfriend and wants to sing along and eventually breaks you guys up, but that would be sad. Speaking of bands, this is something cool. Chicago-based Wilco says, hey, don't buy our Blu-ray. Just buy the DVD. Apparently, in a quote that they released, a statement they released, without consulting the band, the DVD company that released I Am Trying to Break Your Heart is about to issue a Blu-ray edition, which, no surprise, costs considerably more, nearly twice as much than the standard DVD. We're unsure as to the rationale for the release, given the film was shot in beautiful, grainy black and white and has a stereo-only audio track. There is, in our opinion, not much to be gained by spending the extra cash. It's your money, and in this case, you probably should hang on to it. Now, that's truth in advertising right there. The band Wilco, Chicago-based Wilco, I will be picking up your CD, just for that alone, because that's cool. Yeah, if it's in black and white, grainy black and white, and just in stereo, yeah, why pay that much? Why? Just a couple of days after orbiting the observatory, the Hubble has been brought back online. Yes, we talked about it, how they did the mission, and it didn't quite work. Well, now look. The Hubble aimed its prime working camera, the Wildfield Planetary Camera 2, the WFPC-2, for short, Sci-Fi Laura knew that. She's giggling right now because I probably said it wrong. At a particularly intriguing target, a pair of gravitationally interacting galaxies called ARP-147. In the show, you're going to see the link, and the link's got a nice picture demonstrating that the camera's working exactly as it was before going offline, and means we get pictures from space again, which means we just might catch those aliens after all, unless they've already caught us. What a twist! Geek Radio Daily. Subscribe through iTunes, please. Review us while you're there. I'd appreciate it. Join the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Join us for Geek Radio Daily, GRD Weekly. That's what I'm trying to say. The weekly show that we'll be returning at some point in time. We're licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Check out the store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicker, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Trouble brewing somewhere.
Do you want to die tonight?
You'll never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
Do you like scary movies?
It was every unknown terror in the world. Every fear fused into one hideous night black horror.
Yes,
has come to your little town.
Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them.
Halloween is revered as the day when the graves yawn and the dead rise.